Siyata Shmaya, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Kavod Parshas Kalam, Parshas Shpatim. So, chevre, we're in a big zman now of the avoda of Mechias HaMalek. Remember, we're getting closer and closer to Purim, and we know as we get closer to Purim, we have a big enemy at our doorstep trying to stop us and prevent us from being mechin ourselves. So, you know, we have to always be aware of this. Like it says, Zachor about HaMalek says, Lo Sishkach, we just have to be remembering them, never forgetting them. So let's speak about a way to bring a refuah to this mock of a Malik and to figure out a derech of how to beat them and to be aware of them. So this Shabbos happens to be, it's the first of the Dalet Parshios of Shkalim, Zachor, Para, and Achodesh. So this Shabbos is Parsha Shkalim. Right? It always comes out the week before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or sometimes also with that Rosh Chodesh Adar is on the Shabbos Shkalim itself. But we always read it as Hachana for Adar. So let's see. Let's try to see after Shemaya, a quick avodah, short Torah just on Shabbos Kodesh. Just a couple of ideas. So let's start with a piece from Rav Biederman in his Sefer Berachayim on Yimei HaPurim. He speaks about the Inyan of Parsha Shkalim. He says the Skula Kriya Shabbos B'Shabbos. So the Yesh Lesbonim. Tuva b'tam tekanas chachmin uzal likro parsha shkalim b'shabbos. He says, let's understand why Chazal made a tekana to read parsha shkalim on Shabbos. V'alo shaninu be'echad ba'adar mashmim al shkalim. Right, it says in Sechah Shkalim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, that on the first day of Adar we announce about the shkalim. Right, so prepare the shkalim that are going to be brought in Nisan. But we start making announcements now. Vimkein kedesh nekayim nishlama parim safazenu hayem in arayel likros parshas kisisa b'rosh chodesh adar. No, so if this is so, then we should read shkalim on Rosh Chodesh Adar itself. V'lama kavua likros b'shabbos kodesh. Why do we have to read it on Shabbos? So the fact that we read it on Shabbos dafka, not Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar itself, means that there's something to learn from there. Shekedei lezakos lezkos sheyamod Moshe v'yiskov roshen shal Yisrael. So you quoted a medrash earlier, also, that says that when we read, not to get into now, for it's not for now, but basically when we read Parsha Shkalim, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to each person and personally lifts up their heads. So he says, to be zocha to that, we also need the Kiddusha of Shabbos. Why? So the first Ger Rebbe, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes, Chusagin Leinu, Blishin of the Krah. Right, the Pasuk says, like we're going to read this week also on Parsha Shkalim, Kisisa es Rosh B'nei Yisrael. Right, they have to uplift the Rosh of B'nei Yisrael. Right, like we know that Moshe Rabbeinu comes and lifts our heads up. So, Kisisa es Rosh B'nei Yisrael. Dine, Kasher Tarim V'sagbia es Ha'osios Rosh. So when it says kisisa es rosh, means you have to lift up the word rosh. You have to lift up the letters of rosh. Yalu biyadcha haosios shacharehen. So whatever the letters are after. So after a resh comes a shin. After an aleph comes a beis. After a shin comes a taf. So what does that spell? Shin, beis, taf. Spell Shabbos. Yalu biyadcha haosios shacharehen dehainu Shabbos. Meaning kisisa es rosh. When you lift up rosh, the rosh becomes Shabbos. U'b'Shabbos nasim kol ritzono shel Yisrael echad. And on Shabbos, all the ritzonos of a Jew get done. Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, like it says in the Pri Etz Chaim from the Ari HaKadosh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh machzir Moshe Rabbeinu as hakasarim leYisrael. That we got certain crowns at Matan Torah and we lost them at the Cheda Egel. So every Shabbos, the Ari says that Moshe Rabbeinu comes and gives us back these crowns. Nimsha. Nimsa, she's a kifas rosh on Shal Yisrael. Ain't no dafka b'Shabbos Shkalim. It's not dafka on Shabbos Shkalim. Dovad el b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos zochim Yisrael l'malzu. It's not just on Shabbos Shkalim that we get back this madriga. It's on every Shabbos. Ukimosh diak hachidush arim. Moshe Chazal, like it says in Shabbos Yud Amud Beis, and also in Beitza Tesvav Amud Alaf. I think Matana Tova Yishli Beis Gnazai v'Shabbos Ma. Hashem says, I have a gift in my treasure house, and it's called Shabbos. V'ani mevakish litna Yisrael, lech vodiyam. And I desire to go and give it to Klai, so I'll go and give it to them. B'lashon hoved, it's lashon hoved, like it says, present tense. Mikan, what do we learn from that? Shetamin midei Shabbos b'Shabbaso, b'shah smucha liknisas ha-Shabbos, holich Moshe Rabbeinu l'cholish Yisrael. U'modiya lo al matana tova ha-mishameshes u'ba. that every single Shabbos Kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to us right before Shabbos starts and informs us of this matan that Hashem is giving us. That's why you feel the Kedusha of Shabbos when it's coming in, because you're getting that matana. That's why we read Parsha Shkalim Davka on Shabbos, and not just on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Ki acha sha'nefesh zocha lis'alos min ha'gashmius, yesh b'yad Moshe lis'kof Rosh Hashanah Yisrael. Because since on Shabbos Kodesh, when Shabbos Kodesh comes, we all have an aliyah and a ruchnius. Like we know, we get a Nesham Yisera, we're more ruchni. So that gives the ability even greater for Moshe to come, lis'kof Rosh Hashanah Yisrael, to lift up our heads. So Davka on Shabbos Shkalim, we have to read it on Shabbos. Why? Because since Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to lift up our heads, on Shabbos Kodesh, when we're already lifted up from our Gashmias, it makes it easier for Moshe to lift us up. So you see that it's Davka, that Shabbos Shkalim has to be read when? On Shabbos Kodesh. So, also in the Parsha, in Parsha of Mishpatim, there's also Ramazan to Shabbos Kodesh. Every single Parsha, there's always Ramazan to Shabbos Kodesh, but you have to find the ones that are straight up. So, it says on the Pasuk, Rak Shifto Yitin Varapo Yerepe, and Yerepe, and Parak Chafal, Pasuk Yitet. Right, the last Pasuk of the first Aliyah. So, there's a Maisa with Rabbi Baruch Mordechai Mikadinov. That one time a Yid came to Rabbi Baruch Mordechai, and his mom saw in his face that he had so many tzaros, and he had so many yisurin in life. And so the Yid said to the Rebbe, please give me a bracha. Please help me out that I can get refuos, I can get yeshuos. Please, I'm begging you, give me a bracha. So the Rebbe gave him etza. It says like this. The Rebbe said, Amar Rebbe, his here b'yeser she'es b'isurei Shabbos. If you're more careful with isurei Shabbos, v'sishtadel yoser b'kavod Shabbos, and you're more careful in kavod Shabbos, Hashem yishlach l'cha refuos le'mehira. Hashem's going to send you all your refuos and all the yeshuos that you need. So kibel yishal atzmo zehiras yeser mitzvah Shabbos ke'etzas Rebbe. So he said, you know what? I'm going to be more careful with kavod Shabbos, with isur Shabbos, with l'chol Shabbos. V'achein kavur zman muat, in just a little bit of time, pachso yisurav ad shechalfu klil. That would happen. All his yisur and all his troubles went away. And he had a total refuah. He had a refuah shlema. So all the chassidim saw it and said, Rebbe, what'd you do? You did a moface? So it says, lo moface you. Shrei kach kasubsas pasuk. It says, no, I didn't do any miracles. It's just a straight up pasuk. It says, rak shivto yitain v'rapo yirapay. So it says, rak shivto yitain. Es hamila shivto efshar likro gam shabaso. That, again, in Sefer Torah, there's no nekudos. So when it says shivto, it could also be read shabaso. Mishum kach imitain adam libo lishabis vizar bekvoda. If a person gives his heart, rak shivto yitain, right? Rak shabbato yitain. You put your mind on Shabbos. You put everything you have in the Shabbos. Miyadi iskayin bo v'rapo yirape. When you put your mind at the Shabbos Kodesh to fix, to be better in Shabbos Kodesh, v'rapo yirape. You get all the refuos that you need, all the yeshuos. Meaning that one thing that's clear, when a person's head is down, It's a derech of atzmus, derech of depression. And there's no worse sickness than depression. Like Rav Nachman says, that the worst thing in the world is yeish. Right? Ain't shim yeish ba'olam klai. Says the worst machla of all is that. So the Indian now, we come to Shabbos Kodesh, rak shivto yitin v'rapo yirapay. Like the Rebbe from Mikodinov read it. That what? When you rak shiv shabbaso yitin, when you give yourself, when you focus yourself on Shabbos Kodesh, v'rapo yirapay. All the refuos are going to come from that. Happens to be also that Yitain Virapo Yirape is gematria exactly Shabbos and Purim. And that there's an Indian now that we come to Purim also. Purim is also these Yeshuas and these Rafuas, Biruchnis of Gashmias. So it's Dafka with Shabbos Kodesh and Purim that a lot of these Rafuas. Not such a strong Ramas, but it's just a nice Ramas to know. Yitain Virapo Yirape is gematria Shabbos Purim. But just to drive this Nekuda of Shabbos Kodesh and how important it is for Shabbos Kodesh, let's just say one more Maisa here from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. So, the fact that we have the Daal Parshios, again, Zachor, Kedas Shabbos Zachor, why don't we just read Zachor on Purim itself, right? And why don't we read HaChodesh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Shkalim, we should read that on Rosh Chodesh Adar. So obviously, the fact that we're reading on Shabbos is a big deal. Why? Because the Sefer Sif Sechein, a different Sfarim say, that each one of the Daal Parshios right? There's four of them. Is connected the osios of yud k vav k. So asal sifsechein. The order is it goes from hey, goes hey vav hey and yud. That parsh kalam of the hey. Other svarim have it. Other gear. So that goes straight in order of yud k vav k. But obviously, what we're doing in these weeks is that we're being metak in the shem yud k vav k. Right? We're being mishalin the shem yud k vav k, which is what a malik works to block out. So dafka, the fact that we read them on Shabbos shows that what. It's through the avodah of Shabbos Kodesh that we can get the or from these parshios, that we can get what's needed, we can get the tikkunim and the avodah that's to be done. But the avodah is that it's not enough just to show up into Shabbos. It's not enough just, okay, yeah, I kept Shabbos. It's about being on fire for Shabbos Kodesh. It's about being fired up for Shabbos Kodesh. So let's read this this Torah, just to finish with this from Todas Yakiyosi. So it's on last week's parsha, and the Asaras Debros, and it says, Zachar Siyom HaShabbos Lekacho. Right, you should remember the Shabbos to Mekadesh. It's like this. It says in Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Mbez, says Chazal says in the Pasuk, V'chibato Mastos Terachecha Mitzoch Avtzecha V'daver Davar. When it says V'daver Davar, Shelo Yehei Divurecha Shal Shabbos Ki Divurecha Shal Chol. That the way you speak on Shabbos should not be the way you speak during the week. Kihun Mekach U'memcha V'chashbonos. Meaning you shouldn't speak about business and politics and work on Shabbos. Api Divrei Gemara Halalu Psak HaRambam, the Rambam makes a psak, that the Rambam paskins that you should not speak idle chatter, right? Sicha b'teila, you shouldn't just speak about nothingness on Shabbos. But the poskim say on this, it says in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simin Shin Aleph Harabez Od Poskim, Shemishim is aneg b'sicha zu. But a person who gets oneg from this type of idle chatter, yachul haka b'kach, he can be mekel with this. Mishim shiyesh b'sicha zu avuro inin shal oneg Shabbos lo derechov. Why? Because when a person speaks about politics, or speaks about school, or speaks about sports, or speaks about all this garbage, that what? Not garbage, but it's not let's say, the Kiddush of Shabbos. But if it's Oneg Shabbos for him, then the Baal Tanya Paskins, that what? That's considered Oneg Shabbos, and he could speak like that on Shabbos. Why? Because it's Oneg to him. But listen to what the Todas Yaakov Yosef says. He says, Ulam Mashal Ma'adav Domer. So now, what's this mashal of this kula from the Baal Tanya? What's this similar to? It says like this: L'melech echad shehichris berachavei hamamlacha shelechvod yom hashana bo alah kisem alchuso. Yeah. So he says, for one day he's gonna come onto his throne. Yavar melech bein arei malchuso v'sham yikabel kal. But before he gets to that one great day, he's gonna travel through all the cities of his nation. Kol Adam Yucha li Pagesh im Amelech ulhavi befanav mishela o tzorech koshu. Right? That the king's going to go to every city, and he's going to meet with every person who wants to meet him, that they could ask him a question, or whatever they want. Va'amelech yishtad l'maleyes mivukashaso. And the melech's going to try to fulfill their desire. Whatever they want, they come and ask the king. Va'achin, b'chol makom elav yigi amelech yis'as v'hamonam. Wherever the king went, the whole nation gathered. Ish ish yivakashaso sh'tucha me'es ha-melech. And they asked whatever they could from the melech to do. V'inei. B'igi ha-melech l'ir achas, miharu b'nei ir, v'istadju b'soch iro, lifnei mako mishkano shal melech. Right? The king was coming, and everyone went there to gather up to go ask the king their questions, their requests. Bein ha-bam hayagam adam levush belui, sachvus ani, marud ben blibais. Right? There was a poor person who came with like torn clothing, and a homeless person came. You couldn't all imagine what a homeless person looks like. And a homeless person came to the king. Now, b'yegia toro sh'anizeh la'amod lefnei ha'melech pasach v'amar. So now it got up to the poor person's turn, the homeless man, to ask the king for his request. Ma'achi aram, ish ani anochi v'ein li bayit, said, great king, I'm a poor person and I'm homeless. Yashani beganim al me'at teven, shani mekushash la'atzmi, u'mechin mimenu matzalun. Says, I'm a poor person, I don't have a place to sleep. I sleep in gardens and I sleep on wheat, I sleep on straw. Anam cha bikesh ani lo pam eineni motza teven yavesh haroi lemeshkav. He says, but sometimes it happens, I don't find comfortable straw to sleep on. Right? The straw I sleep on is not so comfortable. Mishum kach. Shalisi uvakashasi meisamach sheitin li me'at teven tov yavesh. Please, king, give me good, dry tov yavesh, good, dry teven, straw or wheat or grain to sleep on. So that I could comfortably place my head down on this comfortable straw, and I could sleep comfortably on this straw. Shamu asovim es bakasha so hamuzar shel halach ani ulachar shiatsa meis pnei amel garabo shotek shekamocha. All the people in the town heard what this poor person asked from the king, and they said, "Are you a fool? Madu lo bakashas meis amelch sheyishkein oscha bebayis cham ubo mitenocha. If you had the opportunity, why wouldn't you ask the king to give you a real house and to give you a proper bed?" Right? Betipshu sechar bein bizbezes es hazchus hanifla shez dauna bedarcha uvimakul nevakesh la'atzmecha gedulos minotzoros bakashas me'at teven. That you're such a fool. You could have asked mamish for everything. You had such a schus, such an opportunity to get a house. And all you asked for was better wheat to sleep on? Are you kidding me? You had the opportunity to sleep in a real house. You could have asked the king for a mansion, for a bed, and you asked for wheat. What a fool you are! And so Rabbi Yaakov Yosef said like this: Shota hu adam zeh. The shota is this similar person. Ulam, ha'im ein hadavar kach adam amas ani b'shabbos tefarim telim. That we just saw this story with this ani who is a fool because he asked for nothing. He says, "Is this not the same thing for a person who speaks about tefarim b'telim on Shabbos?" Hare. Hashabbos he zman shabo yachol kol adam lalos ulisalos ulizakos madregos gavos meisbo meod b'avodas Hashem. He says on Shabbos is a day where a person can mamish fly. He go up to the highest madregos possible and zochet to all the things on the highest levels of avodas Hashem. Ukefi sheyadua shalimun haTorah b'Shabbos gadol b'malaso alimud b'mosachol. And like we know that what the Torah person learns on Shabbos is so much greater than the way he learns on Chol. Like I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, quoted Ben Yishchai. Ben Yishchai says that the Torah that you learn on Shabbos is 1,000 times more better than the Torah you learn on the Chol. 1,000 times. Rav Avram Shor says a similar thing. Ha'im ein zu tipshus lahamir zman yakar kazeh v'dvarim teilim. Is this not foolishness and idiocracy to speak dvarim teilim on Shabbos when you have such an opportunity? He says there's no difference between a person who speaks Devarim B'Tehillim on Shabbos and this Ani who asked the king for better Tevin to sleep on. So really, it's a strong thing for us to hear, and I'm speaking to myself also, is that to hear this, it's something to live up to. But to realize that what? That on Shabbos, it's not just a time, oh nice, Shabbos is great. It's a time, mamish, where we could fly in our Avodas Hashem. Like we saw, that Yitain V'Rapo Yerapeh, that Rak Shivso V'Yitain, that when Shabbos comes, all the refuos. Again, we all know people, maybe even ourselves, but we all know people who need refuos and yeshuas for something in life. And Shabbos Kodesh is the makor of that. Like we say, Shabbos himi lizug urefu krov lovo, that through Shabbos Kodesh comes all refuos. And like a remez from Label Eger, Zichus Yagenu, Zichus Yagenu, whose Zert site was this past Shabbos. He says on those words of Shabbos himi lizug urefu krov lovo. He says, if you take the Rosh Tevos of Shabbos, he milizug, so Shabbos is Shin, he is Hey, milizug is Mem, spells Moshe. And Shabbos he milizug, urefua krova lavo, Rosh Tevos of urefua krova lavo, urefua is Vav, krova is Kuf, lavo is Lamed, spells Kol. So Rosh Tevos of all those words is Kol Moshe. That part of this thing is the Kol Moshe. And we know that Moshe comes dafka on Shabbos Galim and lifts up all of our heads. But what dafka, like we saw from Rabinerman in the Chiddush Rim, but dafka happens on Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, we already have an aliyah from our Gashmias. But the ikkar on us now is to realize the matana that Hashem gives us. It's mamash matana. We can't always just lift ourselves up. Hashem gives us a special matana. So now it's upon us to be makabalis matana with a fire, with a ratzon, and with simcha, to realize that what an opportunity I have to fill up Shabbos with dvarm bikidusha, to speak bikidusha on Shabbos, to speak about Torah, speak about Hashem, speak about Vika, speak about Purim, but something, to be makir, what a matana Hashem gives to me. So just as Hashem gives to me, so too we should just try to give a little bit back to Hashem, to give Hashem the best way we could, to fill up our Shabbos Kodesh with as much ruchni, as much kiddush we could. And with that, we should be zochet to that day, to show Hashem how much we appreciate Shabbos now, to be zochet to that day of Yom Shekulo Shabbos, with the Gula Shleima B'Siyata Shemaya.